Joffrey reflected for a moment. We could go riding. Oh, I love riding, Sansa said. Joffrey glanced back at Lady, who was following at their heels. Your wolf is liable to frighten the horses, and my dog seems to frighten you. Let us leave them both behind and set off on our own. What do you say? Sansa hesitated. If you like, she said uncertainly, I suppose I could tie Lady up. She did not quite understand, though. I didn't know you had a dog. Joffrey laughed. He's my mother's dog, in truth. She has set him to guard me, and so he does. Oh, you mean the hound, she says. She wanted to hit herself for being so slow. Her prince would never love her if she seemed stupid. Is it safe to leave him behind? Prince Joffrey looked annoyed that she would even ask. Have no fear, lady. I'm almost a man grown, and I don't fight with wood like your brothers. All I need is this. He drew his sword and showed it to her. A long sword, adroitly shrunken to suit a boy of 12, gleaming blue steel, castle-forged and double-edged, with a leather grip and a lion's head pommel in gold. Sansa exclaimed over it admiringly, and Joffrey looked pleased. I call it Lion's Tooth, he said. And so they left her direwolf and his bodyguard behind them, while they ranged east along the north bank of the Trident, with no company save Lion's Tooth. It was a glorious day, a magical day. The air was warm and heavy with the scent of flowers, and the woods here had a gentle beauty that Sansa had never seen in the north.